When the scuba divers initially found fossils of large tortoises and crocodiles in this blue hole on Abaco Island in the Bahamas, that made a huge splash in the paleontological community. But after several dives, they started to look a little closer in the sediment in the bottom of the blue hole, and they noticed little bitty sort of toothpick-like bones that were lying in the sediment. So they started to collect those bones just by scooping up the sediment in big Ziploc bags and bringing it up to the surface, and we would run the sediment through fine mesh sieves down to window screens, 16th inch, and we've discovered tens of thousands of fossils of little bitty species from this same blue hole called Sawmill Sink. So we're finding bones of geckos, of frogs, of hummingbirds, of little songbirds, of bats, of rodents, all kinds of small species that, on the one hand, aren't as spectacular as something like a tortoise or a crocodile, but on the other hand, that's where most of the world's biodiversity is, among small species. So if we want to understand processes of evolution and extinction on islands, we're only getting a small part of the picture if we focus just on the large species. So very intensely over the last decade, we've been studying these thousands and thousands of fossils of small species. And in fact, from this blue hole now, we've hit almost 100 species. We're up to 98 species of vertebrates that we've identified from these small fossils, which date to the end of the Ice Age, about 15,000 years ago. My name is David Stedman. I'm the curator of ornithology at the Florida Museum of Natural History.